There's a Mordechai Gegilui in this week's parsha about the Havdalah and about the Yachas between an Adam and a Malach. The Pasuk says, Yadua, the Pasuk says, V'nasati mahalchim bein ho'im d'mo'ele. A Malach is an Oymeid, and a Yid is a Mahalach. So who's greater? An Oymeid or a Mahalach? So each one's got a Mail and it's got a Chesroin. Right? The Malach is safer. Because he's an Oymeid, he stays on one Madrega. He doesn't drop, he doesn't have Yeridus. And Adam moves. Move means that you can move either forward or you can move backwards. So which one's better? So each one's got a Mail and a Chesroin. Fine, Poshet. What's the best matzav? To be a Yid and Taka to move, but only to move in one direction. To be a Mahalach, or but to be a Mahalach and having an Aliyah, not a Yerida. And this week's parsha is the Gilui of how to do it, and this is where we see it first Be'etzim coming out in its full glory, in its full emes. Esav, we've seen the last few parshas, we discussed it yesterday, he has his times of his Oyrus. 2 weeks ago he cried, Tz'oka gedoyla morad moid, and then he drops, and then 5 minutes later he wants to kill Yaakov. He corresponds to the Olam Hazah. Olam Hazah is a world where everything keeps on moving. Olam Hazah is like the dollar. It doesn't stay in one place for 1 second. That's Olam Hazah. That's the Olam of Esav. That's his world. So maybe he has this Oris and he falls. Yaakov Avinu is the opposite. Yaakov is Titan Emes. Yaakov Emes is like we've discussed, Aleph Mem Tov. Emes is Yaakov's consistent. Obi is consistent, Taka only in the right way. What's the koyach? We'll soon tie cha into the parasha. What's the koyach of being taka consistent and carrying moving of a consistent and not falling and not the hisorah should get lost? That's the koyach of Shabbos. We know the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Yom Tov is Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. In other words, Yom Tov is a b'china of zman. Zman is always nishtane. Every second is nishtane, and the moyadim is a b'china of zman. Klal Yisrael Mekadesh. Shabbos is what's called in Chazal Kviya V'kaima. What does Kviya V'kaima mean? Shabbos is Kavua. Shabbos is a Bechina where any Avodas Hashem that a person brings into Shabbos is that Avodas Hashem is a Bechina of Kavua and Kaima. You can't lose it. Yaakovina, we know, is the Bechina of Shabbos. And it says in this week's parasha, Vayikan es Pnei Oyeh, in Perek Lam and Gil, in Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayikan es Pnei Oyeh. And then Rashi says there, he arrived after the whole struggle with Esav, he arrived Erev Shabbos, Mamish Erev Shabbos, Chazal learned out from there, he was Koveya Tachumin, Haganse Geshef, Yaakovina was Koveya Shabbos. And we know that, Ostesana Gal Hashem, Echalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, Yaakov is the Bechina of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Bechina of Kviya V'kaima. Kviya V'kaima is the opposite of Esav. Esav is ups and downs. There's no kviyas. Yaakov is kviyah v'kaima. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. No, me'ein olam haba. Olam haba is that world that we were talking about where the yid should be shoyef. On one hand, olam haba, there's no yiridus. Haba, you're not an oymed either. The Gemara says in the end of brachas, tamid acham me'ein le'menucha loy b'olam hazeh v'loy b'olam haba. So a person keeps on moving in olam hazeh, in olam haba, but he only moves in one direction. He's only oylem ala mala. In le menucha loy boylem azev loylem avav. He keeps on having more aliyas and aliyas and aliyas and aliyas. That's the darg of Yaakov Avinu. That's the darg of oylem haba. That's the darg of Yaakov Avinu. That's the bechina of tamid achomim. In le menucha loy boylem azev loylem avav. So mele here it's moedik nizgal in this week's parsha. The whole yisod we've been saying is mamish nizgal in this week's parsha. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim elay sabach. Rashi says malachim mamish. Why malachim mamish? It's a peldik azach because malachim are oimdim. Malachim don't drop. They're not like Esav. That every second he's somewhere else. Malachim is a bechina of oimdim eila. They stand in the madrega and they don't drop. Yaakov's telling Esav, I belong to a different world than you. And then he carries on. Im lovan garti v'tarik mitzvah shamati. My avodas Hashem says Yaakovin is a kviyas. Kviyas means wherever you put me. Is I'm going to stay there. You can put me in Beis Lavan. So a normal person in Beis Lavan would mamish live a life like Esav. Every morning he'd wake up, mamish with the biggest iris for davening, and then after eating breakfast with Lavan, he'd drop completely down again. Yaakovina says, the akshonis of Kedusha, Yaakovina is a bechin of a malach in that he's a bechin of Shabbos in that, he's kaviyah v'kaima. Him Lavan garati v'tariak mitzvah shamarati. My darg is a darg of, even with Lavan, I don't change, I don't budge, I'm consistent. Oh. No. Esav says, Seder. Esav says, Yichabach HaMalach. I've also got a Sar. And a Sar and a Malach is also a Bechina of Oim Dema Eile. But what happens? Yaakovina beats the Tsar. How does Yaakovina beat the Malach? Because that's what we said. Mitzadi don't have a Yirida. Mitzadi, the Adam has a Yirida as well. A Malach takan oimdim. But what's Hecher via Malach? A Yid. That is an oimate. In other words, his avoid is kavua. He doesn't drop. Oh, but he keeps on going up and up and up. That's Hecher via Malach. A Malach can't steig. A Malach doesn't drop. A Malach doesn't have Yirida. A Malach stays in the same place. Oh, but a Yid. His avoid is takan consistent. And if he's oile malach, malach, so fakir, then he's Hecher than a Malach. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was Megala. That's the Bechina of Olam Haba. Where Olam Haba is a person that's in an Oymed Mitzad, he can't have Yiridus. However, he's a Hecher via Malach, he's a Mahalachim, because he just goes up and up. Straight after the story with the Malach, Tosik says, Takad, as we just said before, Vayikin is Pnei O'ir. Rashi says, Nichnas Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, Yaakov Avinu is Oicha, to the Bechina of Shabbos. So that's the whole Menshtalish L'Sadvarim, and all these Inyonim, that's why Shabbos L'Mashal, two Malachim and Malaver Yid. Why two Malachim and Malaver Yid on Shabbos and Friday night? So the answer is, Kefid of Arenu, that's the answer. Shabbos, it's Megala that a Yid is Hecher than a Malach. During the week, a Yid has ups and downs. He's living in Olam Hazeh, he's living in the life of the dollar. And he has ups and downs all the time. Mele, Malach is Hecher, it's safer to be a Malach. Comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Nizgala, that you are Oymed, your Madregas, and all your Avodas Hashem that you did during the week are all latched onto a Kviyas when it comes to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaima. And from now, your Avodas Hashem is Kviyas, and now you can carry on Fakeret, going up and up and up. Tamid Acham Ein Lem Enucha Loi Bo Olam Hazeh V'Loi Bo Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, you keep on going up. Shabbos is Nizgala, that you have a mile of a Malach and a mile of an Adam. That you keep on going up and up. The whole Shabbos is Aliyas Olamus. That's the whole Shabbos of Pipanimius. So made it therefore on Shabbos is in this gala that he not only is he not lower than a Malach, not only doesn't he have the chasar of the Malach, but he even has a mile over a Malach. And therefore the Shnei Malach HaSharas that a Malach Yid every late Shabbos. And that's this week's parasha. And that's the chizuk we have to take out from this week's parasha. How a Yishlach Yaakim Malachim that a Yid has to live in this world, number one, like a Malach, meaning that as a void has to be consistent. Just like a Malach is consistent. And therefore, if he's living with love on, it's in love and garati with Tariq Mitzvah Shemarati. Then he has to realize that not only must he be satisfied that he's not having Yiridus, not only must he be satisfied that he's an Oymet of a Fakert, he has to be Shoyef, to be Hecher V'Yamalach, he has to be Shoyef, to go Mala Mala. He has to realize that a Malach is an Oymet, and a Yid can go Hecher and Hecher and Hecher. And that's the beginning of Shabbos, of Yaakov Avinu, of Achaltich and Azlachas, Yaakov Avicha. That Yid has to derive the chizuk from this week's parasha, love and garati, retarik mitzvah, shamarati, and that's the whole soid, that a Yid is taka hecher via malach, that Yaakov was menatzeach, the malach shel Esav, and that's what we have to be chaven and machazik ourselves, that we all have this koichos ne'elomim, moridika koichos ne'elomim, of steiging, forget about Yiridus, malachim, we want to be at least as great as a malach. And not only that, we want to be even greater than a malach, and that's the bechin of Shabbos. Because the kafir, the person is kaveh and Shabbos, the avoid of kviyah v'kaima, and at the same time going up, that is mamshech, it can be mamshech to the yom shekul le Shabbos, and mnucha l'chai elom, and mimherab yameinu amein.